coast to coast and around the globe. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. And as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, and press 1. This is how we know you want to be live on air with us. It puts you into the caller queue, and we take the calls in the order that they come in. So grab your spot and then just hang in there because you don't want to lose that spot. Yes, 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Scroll down to below the player. You'll find the chat room. You can ask questions in there about any of the topics that we cover. You can ask for a mini reading in there as well. psychictalk.net/live. We'd love to chat with you in the chat room as well during the live show. We got a great show for you today. We have a guest and, oh my God, you're going to love these topics. But let me bring on my co-host first. We've got Kathy Shogren calling in from Montana. She's a certified angel practitioner, animal communicator, and Akashic Records reader. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dax. Hi, callers.
How you
listeners?
How you been doing?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
A lot of bears showing up on my property. Big bears all
bears.
Around.
Bears. Oh, my God.
Bears.
Oh, my gosh. So you and I have been holding down the fort on Fridays because the last couple of weeks, Dr. Rose has been at camp. And I'm sure we'll hear a little bit about that as well. But she's back. She's back. So let's bring her on. She is Dr. Rose Wilkerson, an intuitive life coach. And she's also a producer here on Psyche Talk Radio. She's a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. We like to call her the Mantra Maven. That's right. She gives us all those great mantras here on the Friday show. She's got a mantra in her bag of tools for, like, you know, anything that comes up. And here she is coming all the way from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose. Hey, Rose, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dad.
We missed you.
Hey, Kathy. Yes, yes. It's been 2 weeks. I can't believe it. But I was away at a helping with a youth day camp that focused on peace. We call it Peace Camp. And this is our 9th year, so we had a lot of fun. The kids really enjoyed the camp. Just some great activities. We had great helpers, junior counselors. It was a fantastic camp.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, it was.
Well,
but it's what, I'm
we're
glad
certainly
to be back.
Glad. We're glad to have you back. Yes, this is going to be a lot of fun, and we get to talk with Jennifer Mateo. She is a certified tarot professional through the Tarot Guild, but she's also a master hypnotherapist. And gosh, it was years ago when Jennifer became a certified tarot professional through the Guild. I think it was like, I don't know, 2015 or something like that. But since then, she's done a lot. And so I said, you know, Jen, we got to have you on the show and chat about all this stuff. So let's bring her on. Jennifer, how you doing?
Hello. I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
And Jennifer's been on our radio shows before, but it's been a long, long time. So this is great having you back on the air with us.
Woo! Thank you.
Wow. Did I get that right? Did I get that right about 2015, I think it was? You became a CCP?
Yeah, let me see, actually, because I got my certificate actually in the frame. And so it looks like, oh, pretty close, in November 20th, 2017. So, not, you know, it maybe it feels like a little longer, but yeah.
It felt like longer than that.
Time goes by quick, doesn't it? But I absolutely loved the program, and it's really helped to have people see that it is a wonderful skill that you can enhance people's lives with, and to be certified in anything gives it credit. So, yeah.
Right.
I love
but,
the tarot.
Thank you. And on our website, psychictalk.net, for everybody listening out there, just go to psychictalk.net/tarot. It's It's that simple, and you can learn all about the Tarot Guild. Tarot Guild's been around since 2004. It's the international organization for professional tarot readers, psychictalk.net/tarot, and professionals can get certified. People that are new to tarot can enroll in a course, become a member of the guild. Lots of great stuff over there at psychictalk.net/tarot. But since then, you know, recently we were talking and you said how you graduated from HMI and became a master hypnotherapist. And, of course, that's right down my alley because I've been studying the power of the mind, how the mind works, neurolinguistics, NLP, EFT, hypnosis, you know, for decades and decades and decades and decades. And so right off the bat, because we mentioned that you're a certified tarot professional and a hypnotherapist, I got to ask this question. I want to preface it with the fact that because of my interest and because of the tarot book, I've worked with literally thousands of tarot practitioners. And also, I've, you know, spoken with hundreds of hypnotherapists. In fact, I mean, we've interviewed a lot of the big names, you know, like Dr. Steve G. Jones and folks like that on the shows. And even with him, this is what's fascinating. When I talk to hypnotherapists who study how the mind works, they almost universally say, oh, yes, I've studied tarot. And when I talk to tarot professionals, they almost universally say, oh, yes, I've studied hypnosis and NLP. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I think it's that subconscious higher self connection that we're all kind of seeking. And tarot does that, and hypnosis is right in there with it. And I use, and I'm sure you do too, tarot to kind of attach and have people identify with what's happening in their life. Just through the photographs will automatically help to relax the conscious mind, and they can connect subconsciously, and it's much easier to connect with someone's psychic energy in that way. And I actually use tarot cards for hypnotic inductions. So I'm certified
Me
to
too.
Do that through
HMI. I thought
HMI.
I was the only one doing that. That's awesome.
No, we have a lot in common, Dax. Yeah, and I love it. I actually just did a group hypnotic induction using the Major Arcana, the High Priestess, and the Magician. And I blew them up into huge, beautiful frames and allowed people to connect with that image of the archetypes being, you know, the fatherly figure and the motherly figure, and just that protective sacred bond between like a spirit guide type essence. And it was just so much fun. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I think that the 20 plus people that were there really enjoyed it too. I got wonderful feedback. So it helped.
I think that it makes a lot of sense. It's really natural because in the tarot deck, we're talking about archetypes, which are in all of our subconscious minds. And the tarot really works through the subconscious mind to our higher self with the spiritual and the psychic connection. But at the same time, it's also very hypnotic. In fact, I've often mentioned that it's my theory that when, especially in person, if a tarot reader sits down with a client and they lay out the cards, both the reader and the client, they're both staring at the cards. That's hyper-focus. Yeah. That's what hypnosis is.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going into a light alpha state at least. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
and I'm sure you've had this happen. Yeah. I'm sure you've had this happen where you're sitting across from a client and you've been talking to them and there's lots of message units going in, and whether you're doing a tarot reading or a hypnotic induction, all of a sudden their eyes just kind of glaze over and you ask them a question and they just kind of stop for a second and don't really react right away, then you know that for sure they're hitting that kind of slight trance state. And it's much easier to have them come up with what's bothering them in their subconscious mind, you know? And I think it helps a lot, yeah, to really get quickly to the focus of what their program is. Whatever their program they're running, they're mapping in their mind, that's a problem for them, whether it's to quit smoking or to want to lose weight or to get rid of anxiety, whatever it is, the second that you get rid of that critical mind interference, so nice to just talk with their subconscious mind and relax them into a state that they can hear, whether it's NLP suggestions or, you know, however you want to work it as a practitioner, to just really release and relax so that they achieve what they want in a very rapid and steady way.
I've got my own word for it. I call it taronosis. And
yeah.
This is the thing, you know, if you tune in today, you're tuning into the Psyche Talk Radio Network and you're thinking they're having a hypnotherapist on, what the heck does that have to do with psychic talk? It has everything to do with psychic talk because hypnosis, everything is hypnosis. Everything is hypnosis.
Yeah.
That's my
from
personal
the movies,
theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
movies
that you watch
everything.
To, yeah. I mean,
reading a book.
You get hypnotized. Yeah, reading a book, road hypnosis or even exercise hypnosis. You know, people that get all up in their
get
head
in the
when
zone.
They're running miles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you
think
LeBron James is doing? You know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James and all these folks that really get into the zone. That's the term that they use in sports, getting into the zone. Hello, folks, that's hypnosis. It's
right,
all
and a lot of those
hypnosis.
A lot of those high priority type of people in sports actually elicit help from hypnotherapists to really, like you said, connect with the zone, to see themselves making that third quarter three free throw, or to connect with a hole in one on the golf course, and really, you know, they make money that way. So it's important to them to hit that zone. Yeah, and
they make
you
millions
mind,
of dollars.
Yeah. Right? Anything you picture in your mind, you can achieve in the outside world. I mean, this is a known thing that cultures have known for hundreds of thousands of years. If you can imagine it, you can envision it, you can achieve it. I mean, that's how, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright came up with inventions, and everything is a thought beforehand. It's just, is the thought positive for you or is it negative for you? And is it going to be something that can benefit humanity or, you know, what are you focusing on basically? So I think that's
and
where
right off the bat,
hypnotherapists come in. Yeah.
Right. And speaking of that, you know, right off the bat, before I forget, I do this all the time when we have guests on, I forget to give out their website. So we're going to do that throughout the show. But right in the beginning here, I want to say you can go over to enlightenedhypnotherapy.com. That's enlightenedhypnotherapy.com, Jennifer's website there. You're also going to find her on Facebook as well. And wow, the chat room is really filling up here. So I want to give my co-host a chance. I'm sure they have questions for you too, Jen, as well. You know, we're all – you and I are commiserating together here, the hypnotherapist. But let's see, you know, Rose, Kathy, who has a question and wants to start out with Jen here?
Hey, it's me, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. I was curious
about past life regression, and if you did anything along those lines.
Yeah, I do actually. That's one of my specialty certifications through HMI. And past life regression is something that's a real honor for me to take part in with people. It is something that I recommend after I have seen a client and conditioned them with at least 4 appointments previously, simply because no one wants to feel as though they're scared, nervous, or anticipating a possible viewing of a past life death. So really getting someone to go to a deep state is important in past life regression therapy. They have to trust you as a practitioner and really know that they're going to be protected the entire time. And I specifically do psychic protection induction for them, so that they feel themselves in the circle of protective white light that is divine love to connect with first.
Oh, brilliant.
Because, you know, that way they know they're safe. They can take this light with them in and out of any lifetime experience. I personally record each and every past life regression therapy session just so that that way they have an audible record of what each and every response is that they are saying. So there's five different levels of past life regression that you can experience, and each one is at a different rate for the person. They can see it in just colors and hearing things. Sometimes flashes of visions will come into their mind, and that's kind of the upper higher levels between one and two. When they get a little deeper, they go to where they can actually kind of see their hands and their feet and their body and what they look like, whether they're male or female. They can pick up names and see people around them and their environment. And that's usually through like a third party type of viewing. When they get deeper into a level between four and five, they actually kind of enter the body and can feel, sense, hear, and experience what they went through. And if there's anything that is uncomfortable for them, mm-hmm. I have specific mm-hmm. cues that help bring them up and out so that they can view it like from a TV perspective, where they're just seeing it on a screen and they feel very safe to view the transition right. in that lifetime without any type of worry or concern or trepidation that they would bring with them back. Does that make sense? I focus primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
A sense of safety is so important in any
right.
type of work, you know, invoking that protection. And, you know, I do the same thing in soul realignment or, you know, modalities that I use, because that mm-hmm. spiritual and energetic hygiene is so crucial.
I agree. I totally agree. I wouldn't go anywhere close to anybody that didn't do that personally.
Amen.
I make sure that they get answers to things that they want to connect with. So, like, for example, I had somebody that wanted to connect with why they were a healer in this lifetime. What is their purpose? Did they do that in a previous lifetime? They wanted to know what specific people meant to them in this existence currently and how they related to them in a soul group from the past. I've encountered that myself. I've had past life regression therapy done five different times, and each time was amazing and helped me to understand relationships that I've had with my soul group, my family members here and past, as well as different skills that I have in this lifetime that are lessons that I'm learning. So I make sure that those experiences and information are brought back with my client. They want to know, what's this experience? What am I learning? What's my greater gifts? Who did I connect with in the past? And am I connecting with them now? You know, these are really important things that if you're going to be honored enough to bring someone in and out of different life transitions, that it's important to know, you know, where did their fears and phobias exist? Where did they come from? Mm-hmm. Like I just connected with somebody who was a fear of heights. And we found out that she was actually 19 and grew up in Germany and ended up becoming kind of like a what I would consider to be a forest witch. And she helped to heal the local citizens. And one of them got healthy and then had some sort of horrible accident and died. And they blamed her for it. And they took her as a society and brought her up on a hill and hung her. So you can imagine what the heights fear was. So she was able to see that and transition through it and actually heal mm-hmm. from it so that she doesn't have to be scared of things like flying in a plane or going up on a ladder or, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a very cathartic type of thing to take part in. And I'm very honored when someone asks me to do that, you know. Once we've achieved that type
wonderful.
Of deep connection, yeah, as a client and therapist, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So. I found out that I was actually, I have a deep fear of the ocean, not so much anymore because I kind of worked through it, but it's still not my favorite thing. And I realized through a couple of different past life regressions that the first one I was drowned in the ocean and eaten by a shark. And the second time around, I was actually working in as a male in my father's like wood mill. And I went out to go take care of a log jam, and I didn't have shoes on. I ran out there real quick, and I slipped in the water on the decking and actually went in between the logs and kind of fell all the way to the bottom. When I tried to come up, I hit my head on the log and perished and drowned. So it helps you to recognize where your fears are originating from so that you can let them go. It, you know, it's not something that is going to happen to you now. You know, it's not necessary to hold on to that anxiety. It's already taken place. And it
and Jennifer,
creates a much, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention that when I talk to a lot of hypnotherapists that do past life regression, you know, I'll ask them, you know, do you believe in past lives? And a lot of them will say, no, but it doesn't matter. The therapy works.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's the thing, you know, whether you're coming at this from the spiritual aspect, you believe there is, you know, past lives and we reincarnate, or whether you don't believe in it, it still works, which is what's fascinating. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the clients don't believe in it, but after they go through the process and go discover these past lives and the issues and what happened and how that, you know, influences things in their current life, just seeing that under hypnosis, it just melts away.
Right. And it's an amazing experience. I actually had, they come out at different times. Sometimes the deeper you get people into trance state and mesmerization, I had a lady that actually had a quick blip of a past life just recently when we were dealing with a completely different focus. And she asked me at the end, you know, did I stand up? Was I standing up at one point? And I was like, nope, you sure weren't. And she said she saw a lady in a nurse's uniform with a hat on, the white hats that stood up straight, just walk right past her like she was standing up. And then she said she didn't see it anymore. So to me, that's a quick, you know, connection with the subconscious. Your subconscious is your soul, in my opinion. So whatever is recorded on your soul or your subconscious will kind of play out sometimes almost like a little recording, you know, when you're trying to release tendencies or traits and that are deeply rooted. And so I thought that was a really, really unique thing to kind of get feedback on. And it's just, you know, someday I'll write a book about this fun stuff, but for now it just excites me to be able to help people and, you know, bring them closer to what it is that their soul is connected with, you know?
Right. And Dr. Rose, you've been quiet. I'm sure you have questions for Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Dr. Rose. So great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, you know, I'm curious to know. You gave some examples, which is wonderful, and I just wanted to find out, like, what would you like? Can you recall an experience or someone that you helped that you considered a success, like one of your greatest successes as a hypnotherapist? And
sure. I thank you for asking that. She's a good question. They both were, but I am really, really proud. I had a fantastic man that came to see me and wanted to quit smoking and had tried several different times throughout the years. And he had been smoking for 25 years.
Wow.
And within the first session, he has never touched another cigarette. Never. And he is just – he's my little success story. He's my little rock star. He's amazing. Kate on a regular basis. I see him about every week, roughly, and he is just, I'm so proud of him. He's saving so much money. His health is 10 times better. He just, he glows when I see him. So it makes me very, very happy. You know, to have him be so happy is a huge source of pride for me and pride for him. And sharing in something like that in a person's life and knowing that you're making a difference with their health in general. You know, mental health is one thing, but helping someone with their physical aspect to quit something that's so toxic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that makes me so happy. And I've had many, many, many smoking cessation patients, not patients, excuse me, clients that are just amazing rock star successes. But he's the one that stands out in my mind the most simply because it was 25 years. That's a long time. You know?
And he stopped after one session, which is pretty miraculous.
Yeah,
too.
Which is amazing.
Yep. One session. And I see clients back. So my first session for smoking cessation is 2 to 2.5 hours long, simply because I really want to spend time, you know, getting in there and making sure that all of the interests and cravings are going to be vented out. You know, whether it's in their sleep and they're venting them out, or in the anticipation of being around people and crowds that they associate with, you know, as friends that would be smoking, and that kind of possible emotional craving, you know, to be in groups that they would socialize in previously smoking. I have specific suggestions that I give to them that allow them to understand that, you know, when a friend offers you a cigarette, that's someone offering you toxins. You know, they may be your friend, but would you put, like, horrible gasoline in your car and want it to drive correctly? Absolutely not. And the human body is not meant to smoke either. So you wouldn't put toxins in the human body and expect it to work properly. So they start to, you know, I use like aversion techniques and things like that that are really profound. So I've had people come up and out of trance after counting them up and things like that. And they'll sit there and go, wow, I just wanted to run out of there, you know, because it's the thought of being in all of the cigarettes that they smoked their entire life and all the smoke in that room, and they just can't breathe. And once they step out of there and that clean air hits them and they take a nice deep breath in trance, you can just see the relief on their physical, you know, body, the relief of, oh, thank God I'm letting go of that, you know? So it's a very deep experience, very deep experience. And I enjoy it. It's something that I'm very proud to help people with.
Yeah, I do a lot of, I talk a lot about the subconscious mind and how, like, my favorite has been about the subconscious mind, the power of the subconscious. And it's amazing. Like, once you get something that clicks, like I've been doing, I guess you could call it self-hypnosis. You know, like right before I go to sleep, I would say my affirmations and feel the emotions. I even have them written out and have little emojis to help, you know, with the emotional part. And it's one of them has really started to click in, and it's just interesting. It's like, you know, I think I've at least said this for, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, maybe this is the third week or so. And it just starts to click. And then it has that, not only is it something that's mental, I mean, you're doing this mental activity in a sense, you know, while you're in, what is it, state of state or something like that. But then it clicks in physically, that's a pretty amazing feeling, you know, coming from the person whose life is changing. Yeah.
Right. That's so cool. I really love the fact that you use mantras and affirmations all the time, because I do too as well. For a lot of the intuitive guidance services that I give, you know, clients that are a little nervous about doing hypnosis and things like that will come and see me first for intuitive guidance.
and life changes in that way. And I use heterohypnosis like you do with as positive affirmations, mantras, prayers, whatever clicks with that person's, you know, conscious to be able to feel okay with
right.
it. And they are astounding. Heterohypnosis is all hypnosis is heterohypnosis.
Wow.
If you're allowing the process, if you will allow the process, it is you actually doing it for yourself. Heterohypnosis. So I think Emily Coulier is the one that sticks out to me the most, and that the one that I kind of use for a lot of my clients is every day in every way I am better and better, and then I add all is well. So if you repeat that, you know, writing it down before going to sleep, like you said, that nice little 20-minute time frame of the ability to kind of connect with your subconscious mind quickly before you go to bed and program yourself, writing it down, repeating it out loud, because you guys know that your voice is a vibration and everything is vibration. So if you allow your mind to hear it, see it, read it, and then speak it, that's the three points that you need in our third dimension to create and manifest what you want in life. And I highly believe that everything in threes is creation. I mean, it takes three cells to make a baby, right? You know, it's past, present, and future. And so if
yep.
you are using the thought, right, and then you're using voice, you know, linguistics, and then you're using written word, then you are automatically doing three things that will instantaneously create in your life. And like you said, Dr. Rose, if you do that repetitively, you are automatically connecting with the subconscious mind. It's a repetitive thing. I mean, that's how we learn ABCs as children, you know?
Right.
Oh, it's so synchronistic, because we were just talking about the power of three, Rose Fullhorst and myself on the Tuesday show. So that's an archive,
cool.
folks. You're going to have to go to psychictalk.net after the show and, you know, go into the archive and listen
Love
to
it.
The Tuesday show where we talk about the power of three. Boy, talk about a nice synchronicity there. Oh, you know, I wanted to mention something, especially about smoking cessation. Let me check the time here.
Sure.
Ooh, 11:33 on my clock. Master number 11, master number 33.
Nice.
Just love that. Yeah. So we're at the bottom
That's
of
awesome.
The hour. We're going to go to phone line soon, and there's a bunch of people called in, but they are just cool. listening. You know, I see tons of callers without their hand raised, so to speak. So if you want to be live on air, remember you have to press 1 on your dial pad to get into the caller queue. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. So if you've dialed in 714-816-4628 and you've been listening in, this is the time. Make sure you press 1 so you get into the queue, and we're going to go to call soon. And we'll continue this conversation as well. And I'm going to do the bottom of the hour break. We're going to take a short break, Jen, where I'm just going to take a minute or two to mention some of the upcoming shows on the network and some other announcements. Before that, though, I wanted to mention about the smoking cessation. You know,
sure.
it's almost become cliche now, hypnosis and smoking cessation. So much so that a lot of clinical hypnotherapists, you know, they don't want to do it anymore. They're leaning towards, you know, other things like self-esteem, weight loss, of
right.
course, is another big one. You know, they people always,
mm-hmm.
when you say hypnosis, they think smoking cessation, they think weight loss.
Right.
But, you know, public speaking, self-esteem, there's
oh, yeah.
so many things, phobias and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost, you know, the thing that's most associated with smoking cessation, almost to the point of being cliche, where a lot of hypnotists don't even want to do it. And I think,
right.
you know, there's nothing better that we can do. And this is why. This is why. Because you're saving people's health, possibly saving
mm-hmm.
their life. But there's another
yep.
aspect. I don't know if you've thought of this, Jennifer. And that is
mm-hmm.
that it's the only thing – the only issue that we work with hypnotherapy where, and you know, a lot of hypnotists charge a pretty hefty fee to quit smoking, but it's really worth it
yeah.
for your health and your life, but it doesn't actually cost the client anything. And this is the one issue where that's true, because everybody that comes in and sees you and stops smoking from that moment on, they're saving $250 to $500 a month.
Per month.
In
yep,
the cost.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Thousands and thousands of dollars a year. So even if you charge them $500 to quit smoking, it hasn't cost
it's
the client anything. Yeah. In fact,
yeah,
over the next
gaining.
12
they're
months,
gaining.
You're probably going to sell them about you're going to save them about $3,000 over the next 12 months.
Yeah. If not more. I mean, if you think about the fact that they would be possibly ending up in the hospital, or you know, even worse, the
those
cancer
costs,
ward. You know, that's your health is your wealth. So if you're not looking at it at that perspective, that's the only thing that you need is your health in life to be wealthy. If you don't have that, money is nothing. Money is nothing. So using that as a perspective getter, you know, it's wonderful. I have clients that are telling me they're going on vacations now because they've saved so much money. So I'm very happy about that. But
exactly.
I just, like you said, the biggest thing, you know, get your health in order. It's the most valuable thing that you have. So, that's awesome, Dax. I think that's cool. And
I just wanted to point that out. It's the only issue that we deal with where it doesn't really cost the client anything. In fact, the opposite.
Right.
We save them tons of money. And a lot of hypnotherapists don't think about that. You know, so if you're a hypnotist out there, you know, don't shy away from smoking cessation, because I think it's the best thing we can do for the client, you know, and you can still do all the other things too. But I just love smoking cessation. It's my main focus and niche. Okay, so we're going to take a short break and go to the phone lines after that. And right off the bat, I want to send you over to Jennifer's website. Give that out again, enlightenedhypnotherapy.com. And you can visit Kathy's page at psychictalk.net/Kathy. It's Kathy with a K, psychictalk.net/Kathy. So you can get a hold of her in between shows, and you can book sessions with her and talk to her and ask questions right from her page. And Dr. Rose's page is psychictalk.net/drrose. Dr. Rose, okay, psychytalk.net/drrose, and you can get a hold of Dr. Rose in between shows and chat with her as well. For me, I'm going to send you over to my Pride sale, which I have going on all this month. In fact, it's almost over, just a little over 2 days left, folks. So go over to psychytalk.net/pride. In fact, I've got to type that in the chat room right now while we're chatting here. psychictalk.net/pride. 2 days left on that. You can book a session with me at like 60-some% off, enroll in my tarot and numerology course, get certified with the Tarot Guild, all like 66% off the normal cost. So go check that out at psychictalk.net/pride. Upcoming shows, you'll find those at psychictalk.net/upcoming. I'll be on with Mary Brown tomorrow, Psychic Saturday, Open Lines, and mini readings. And the fabulous certified tarot master and tarot author, Cooch Daniels, has her Cooch's Cosmic Cafe show at 4 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And then we're into July already. And the first Monday in July is always when Janice Fuchs comes on live on her Wisdom of the Soul show. So you can go to the archive and listen to her past shows. Most of them are pre-recorded, and one comes out every Monday. But then you can write down your questions for her, and she'll be on live answering your questions and giving some guidance the first Monday of the month. So July 1st is the first Monday. She'll be on next Monday live at 1 p.m. Eastern, at 2 p.m. Eastern. Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. She's starting a new series of shows called Empowering You. On Tuesday, July 2nd, How Can You Use the Vibrations of Numbers in Your Life on the Power of Three show with Rose Fullhorst. Tuesday, July 2nd. I'll be back on with Charlotte Kornberg on Wednesday, July 3rd, and we'll have guest co-host Sharona Rapsik with us doing open lines and mini readings. Stephanie will be back on next Thursday. Now, she wasn't able to do her show yesterday, so if you tuned in for her show and she wasn't there, it's because she thought it was Wednesday. She's been having a lot going on in her life. Her mom had to go into the hospital for monitoring and things like that. She's got a lot happening. She just moved back from where she had moved to, and just all these things happening in her personal life. And so she got a little confused on the date, and so we had to cancel yesterday's show, but she'll be back on Thursday, July 4th, which is Independence Day here in the U.S. And then next Friday, July 5th, Dr. Rose and I will be back, and our topic is, what is intuitive life coaching? That's right. So we'll be getting into intuitive life coaching next week. Okay, so just go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming to catch all those shows, all the details and times and start times and everything like that. Let's see, we're going to go to area code 289, has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm calling from Little Britain, Ontario.
Awesome.
Cool. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. Can you hear me good?
Yep. Yep. What would you like to chat about?
Well, I hear you're doing the tarot, so I guess I just have a couple questions because I'm really lost right now and I need a little direction.
Okay, so basically what we do on the show is we allow one question per caller because we have so many callers. So what you want to do is prioritize. What's the burning question? Go with that one.
Okay. Are my finances going to clear up? Am I going to get out of this debt that my because my child's father just left the other day and we have a brand new baby? And I'm just kind of living on a farm up here with four kids alone now and lots of debt. So I just want to know, like, are things going to turn around? Do I, you know, like, what do? I'm kind of stuck up here right now. I'm thinking about moving, but for now I'm on 123 acres in the middle of nowhere in a big 200-year-old house, just sitting here looking at the trees.
Oh, wow.
Well,
it's
beautiful, but thank you.
Yeah. On your new baby, first off, that's a huge blessing.
Yes, I am my first girl.
Alicia, I pulled you the Temperance, Major Arcana Temperance. And in my deck, this is Archangel Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And it lets me know that in order for things to balance out for you, that you really, really, really need to start sending up positive thoughts of not being in the lack shack in life, okay? So a lot of times when you get focused on, when you get focused on what you don't want, you'll increase accidental manifestation. So start focusing on what you do want. Write it down. Like, let's say you want to, or you need, say, $2,000 in order to get yourself
up again.
Yes, I do,
actually.
Okay?
That's exactly what I need.
Right? So this is what my guides are telling me. So it's important for you to write it down in a present tense, not in a past tense,
like
in a future
like
tense.
Like on the wall? Make a little board on the wall, like a vision board?
Write it down on paper. Yep. So when you write things down, you bypass the critical mind and go directly into the subconscious mind, and it allows your mind to accept it. So what you're going to do is you're going to write it down in the phrase of, like, right now instead of the future or the past or a want or a need. You're going to write down, I am open and have received my $2,000. And be open to wherever it's going to come from.
Right, okay. Visualize.
Does that make sense?
Be open, or do I visualize? This
you're
sounds
do
like
both,
the two-cup method that I was recently looking into. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. And it's similar. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you're going to
sounds
do is
cool.
you're
I'm
going to make sure that you're writing it down in the form that is, I have achieved
$2,000. I have achieved whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Feel the gratefulness.
Okay. Yeah, and I am thankful.
I just have one more question. How do I block those thoughts, because when I do this, I've tried the two cup and that I was doing those things. And I will do this again today. But when I do, it's almost like a little negative voice that comes in and says bad things to block it. It's like, how do I push them away and only think the positive?
Sure. So the way that you push them away and only think the positive is you're going to come up with a color or a symbol that represents the positive for you. So you like the color green, correct? Because this is what my guides are telling me. You like the color green, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So green, I want you to see, the money symbol of green, being your growth. And then I want you to place some sort of rubber band around your wrist, a green one preferably, or, you know, marker it green so that it's that color for you. And each and every time that you feel the pulling towards a negative connotation, like, oh, I just don't have what I need, or this really is, you know, depressing, or whatever it is where you're ruminating on that situation, I want you to simply snap it on your wrist so it'll bring your mental mind back into your body in the current existing now. Okay.
Okay.
Not in the future where you're sending that accidental manifestation of lack of money, right? Because you want positive direction in that area. So you're taking your intention point and putting it back on the now by snapping yourself in the arm. So this is a
technique. Back myself back
technique.
Down for now.
Okay. So that you start practicing positive and affirmations as well. So repeating things like, divine love blesses me with a large source of abundance because I'm a child of the universe and the universe is massive and abundant for me. So you're declaring it such. Anything that you declare out loud will become your reality. Okay?
Okay.
It's a declaration. That helps you to just believe it. Make sense?
And I'm going to just make some big changes and practice all this today. So thank you very much.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Speaking with you.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Alicia. And hope that works out good for you there. We're going to take another call here. But in between calls, you know, if Kathy or Dr. Rose, if you have a question for Jen or Jennifer, if there's anything you want to put out there, feel free in between calls. You know, we can continue the conversation.
Let's see who's out there. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
The one and only thing that I wanted to make known is that hypnosis is largely covered by a lot of HSA accounts, so health savings accounts. I don't take insurance, but it is widely covered by HSA. So if it's something that you're worried about coming out of your pocket, you know, if you have an HSA account through your employer or just one that you've started for yourself, it is non-taxable money. So you can, you know, spend the amount that you need, have a receipt, or some HSA accounts actually have cards that you can just run like a credit card so that it's not such a bother or worry or depletion from your bank account. Make sense?
Awesome. Wow, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just helpful for people to know so they don't worry about, you know, expenditures, basically, since we were just talking with Alicia and she's having, you know, financial worries. So I wanted to get that out there.
All righty. Great advice there. And let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 610. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling?
Hey, it's Linda from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Good.
Well, you're talking with certified tarot professional Jennifer Mateo, so go right ahead.
Do you suggest anything I should like take as a question or?
Well, what's your burning question? Yeah, you tell us.
How is
well,
my
you
chakra?
Got seven of them. You have seven chakras total. So right now, I would guarantee just by pulling your cards, Linda, that you have a base chakra that's out of whack. So when I pulled for your energy, you got the King of Wands, and the King of Wands is associated with fire, and fire is the color red.
So this lets me know that you don't feel very grounded in life. You feel a little shaky, a little nervous sometimes. Maybe self-confidence is lacking at times. And the best way to deal with this is through going out and doing some exercise, activating your whole body mechanism. That's the where it starts. The primary focus is at the base. Right, Dax?
Absolutely.
Well, you guys, so, like, I can't exercise really well these days. My, like, the middle of my area, like the butt, the hips, are getting worse and worse with more exercise. I can't even sit anymore. Like, I tried to relax from exercise and sit, you know, and even sitting hurts now. It's like I can't move a muscle in my lower body right now, or it all hurts.
Linda, it's interesting that you say that, because that is where the base chakra is located, is in your lower coccyx area. Yeah. So that's why we're telling you, even if you can't move, you can do, you have to. It's not a question of, you know, even if you're doing like chair yoga, that's a movement. Get your body moving. You need to move the energy, even if it's from the upper half of your body or sitting in a position, to stay lackadaisic or non-expressive in life is kind of what's causing you the problem. It will go away as you continue to move. Does that make sense, Dare? Hope that makes sense to you. Okay.
I thought, you know, like the music, you know, with the chakras would help, right? So recently today, even yesterday, I was listening to the root chakra music, and it's like, for some reason, it's like so boring to listen to the root chakra music.
Yeah, it's a low vibration. It's one of the lowest bases of vibration that there is. But it, vibration is what you're focusing on, see? So the music will help you regardless of what tone it is. There's base chakra in all music. But the biggest thing is activating your own vibration. The music cannot do that for you, okay? You actually have to take action. It's called karmic action. Whatever you do and you put out will come back to you. So it'll be, you know, 10 times. What you're looking for is health. You need to amplify that. So when you amplify this, your whole body will thank you. Even if it takes, you know, where you do it every other day, or, you know, you take little breaks, you do it for 5 minutes at a time, even 1 minute per day can really amplify and help you in a massive way, where you'll notice, you know, small things. Work into it, okay? Highly recommend it.
Also, like, I was wondering whether you suggest, you know, you guys, whether you suggest any, like, books or videos on YouTube that I could watch, like, a specific topic that I could delve into that would help the root chakra, like, you know.
Kathy and Dr. Rose, if you have any suggestions, you know, feel free to jump in as well.
Yeah, actually, I do. So for root chakra, since I'm the mantra maven, there is a mantra that you can chant. So I don't know what your physical, you know, situation is, and what, and hopefully you are, you know, getting some good medical advice about what you're going through. But the mantra for root chakra is gum, and it's G-U-M. It's about chewing gum, what it means. Gum is a mantra that actually removes all negativity and obstacles. So what you want to do is to chant gum, and you can, you know, just visualize the sound being in your root chakra. And I believe that that will help to open up a lot of things for you, to open up anything, actually, anything that you have an obstacle with or some negativity. It can definitely do that. And as I said, again, it is the root chakra that's associated with it. In the east, it is the, what's it, archetype? Ganesha, the elephant-headed god who removes obstacles and whatnot, and actually the root chakra is his domain. So chanting gum actually awakens that and will help you in that area.
Great.
Nice.
Some great suggestions there. I hope that helped you out, Linda. We got to move on to another caller. We're almost out of time here. Boy, Jennifer, we have to have you back because it just blew by.
Yeah, it went so fast. I had so much fun with you guys.
Yeah. So let's see if we can squeeze in one more caller. If we don't get to you today, remember, I'll be back on tomorrow with Mary Brown, and we would love to take your phone call tomorrow. We'll be on at the same time as this show, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and so that's 7 p.m. London, UK time. Okay, so 2 p.m. Eastern U.S., and Mary and I will be on tomorrow. I'll be happy to take your call. It's the same phone number and the same location, psychictalk.net/live. You'll find the phone number there as well as the chat room and the player for tomorrow's show, 714-816-4628. And let's squeeze in another call here, area code 647. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name,
I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Yes. I'm in Little Britain with Alicia, actually.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. We got some palsies. I love it.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Well, I've been having an awakening for like the past 7 years, and it's going a bit stagnant. And I'm just wondering what I can do to like get myself back into the swing of things.
So I pulled a card for you, and I got the Ace of Wands. So this lets me know, it's, again, aces are new beginnings, new starts, brand new, and it's fire and drive and ambition. So you need to take action in anything that you want to do technically with your career, your drive, your ambition. Really fire up your passion again with starting new projects and new things. Are you looking to activate your career, dear?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just I'm trying to, I want to work, like I want to do life coaching actually.
There you go. See, so don't allow fear to get in your way. Fear is false evidence acting real. It's nonsense, okay? Take action. Mm-hmm. You are being gifted something that is literally like a magic wand in life, okay? If you had a magic wand, you could do anything that you want. Anything you want, Shauna. Would you take action and use that magic wand?
Of course.
Right. So that's how you get rid of the stagnicity with your 7 years. Now, it's interesting you said 7 years because seven is the number of the crown chakra. So if you're at your highest peak, it's time now to use your mind, your thoughts, your ambition, and your drive to go ahead and reach out for what you want. Attach to a school that makes you feel wonderful. Like I personally went to the Holistic Learning Center for self-mastery, and it's amazing. And I would highly recommend it. Coach Hugh is wonderful. And I'm sure that Dr. Kathy, the Holistic Learning Center. So that's where I.
Is it online or something?
Yes, ma'am. You can find it online. And so, you know, one of those things. And I know Dr. Kathy and Dr. Rose and Dax have background in there as well. So, you know, talking with any one of the people here. You know,
okay.
So their background will help you. But
we have a life coaching course on our Psychic U that's really affordable and a very good, very good course.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Steve
it's
G. Jones.
It's just getting
Jones.
My foot through the door, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just go over to our website, psychictalk.net, and you'll see the banner Psychic U. Yep. And for everybody listening out there, the direct URL is psychictalk.net/coach. That'll take you right to the coaching course.
Perfect.
Okay.
We need
pays,
more coaches,
it pays to have people.
I do tarot and all that. I've been dabbling into crystals and cards for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the life coaching courses are really good foundation for anything you're doing, whether it's tarot or numerology or anything like that. It's great to take a life coaching course. A lot of the courses are extremely expensive. I've seen them in, you know, $800 to $2,000.
Yeah.
But ours is under $100. It's really, really inexpensive.
Yeah.
That's a good price.
Fantastic course. Fantastic course. Psychictalk.net/coach. It's that simple. Psychictalk.net/coach. And by the way, Shauna, tune in next Friday because we're going to be talking about intuitive
life coaching.
Right, Dr. Rose?
There you go.
I heard you say that earlier.
Right. Yep. Well, thanks for the call,
right,
Shauna.
Well, thank you so much. Because
we're at the end of the show, but great call. You have a great rest of your weekend as well. And wow, this was great having you on here, Jen. I had a whole bunch of questions. I didn't even get to all the questions I had. But I'm going to keep notes so that we can have you back on and ask you more.
I would love that. I would love that, Dex.
Awesome.
It was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yep. Remember to go over to Jennifer's website, too, enlightenedhypnotherapy.com. That's enlightenedhypnotherapy.com. And we'll all be back. Kathy and Rose will be back next Friday.
That's right.
I just want to, of course, I'll be on tomorrow, but the three of us will be back next Friday talking about life coaching. And so tune in next Friday. And everybody have a great weekend. I want to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers. And Jennifer and Rose and Kathy, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Bye. Happy Friday.